a word for you from Romans chapter 1 verses 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. This is the famous verse which is often quoted by those who are witnessing to Christ, who want to share the gospel. And it is a comforting verse to believers through many centuries. But let's just look at this part where it says the gospel is the power of God. Well, what is the gospel? What is the power of God? We find that in the very next verse. It says, for, in other words, because, in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. For in the gospel, we find what was promised in the Old Testament, because the verse, the righteous shall live by faith, was already promised many, many hundreds of years before Romans was written, before Christ had even come. And that is that God's righteousness, which is given to all those who have faith, those who believe, it is the gospel. This is the power of God. Are you not experiencing God's power? You're finding that sin has dominion over you? You're being ruled by evil? Perhaps it is because you don't understand the very basics of the gospel, or you've lost the understanding. It's become clouded. And once again, you've appealed to trying to be good yourself instead of appealing to God in repentance and faith. You see, faith is impossible without repentance. It means a letting go of all your sin and your goodness and clinging to God's goodness alone. Jesus Christ came denying his own power and glory. He became poor so that we might become rich. Rich in what? Rich in righteousness. The righteousness of God. That's what we need. That's the fundamental need of man. And it's not found in the law. For the law is simply the pointer to Jesus, the one who is truly righteous. And because he became poor for our sakes, he makes us rich in righteousness as we lean upon him totally. We abandon ourselves to him.